Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Antoine, can you just kind of run us through your day and how surprised or maybe not surprised you were that the Lions took you?
My day's been good. Just started off, woke up pretty early, you know, just excited to get the blood juices. I mean, the juices going, ready for the draft. And then just try to stay occupied as much as possible. I mean, you know, as the draft was going on, I had it on, I had the phone close. And then, you know, I was helping around the house. I was actually installing a dishwasher at the time when they called, when Detroit called. And, you know, stopped what I was doing and answered the phone. And I was just excited. I love the opportunity to be a Detroit Lion. So, I mean, it's exciting.
Wait, you were installing a dishwasher? How handy are you?
Oh, yeah.
And how'd that come about exactly?
Our dishwasher gave out on us like a couple months ago, so my parents actually bought another one today. So I was just in the house helping my dad ground it and put the connections back in. So I guess I'm pretty handy.
How'd you learn how to do that?
Oh, you just I mean, they got instructions, so you just read instructions.
How much contact did you? Got nothing. How much contact did you have with the Lions throughout the pre-draft process? Did you have any idea that they maybe were interested in you?
You know, I met with the Lions at the East-West game, and I feel like that was a great opportunity. I made the most of the opportunity. And, you know, I was in contact with them. And, you know, it was just it is what it is. I mean, I was expecting whichever team to draft me to really want me, and I'm glad the Detroit Lions is that team.
Did you take a visit up here? I'm sorry if I just missed that.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Okay.
Did you play inside linebacker or outside linebacker in college?
I feel like I'm pretty versatile. I feel like I can do it all. I just, you know, whatever position they need me, I feel like I have the ability to play it. So I'm excited.
This may surprise you. We haven't seen a whole lot of Georgia and Southern football up here. Can you just describe yourself as a player? What's your strengths? Maybe some of your weaknesses as well?
You know, Georgia Southern is blue collar and is hard nosed football. I mean, if you watch any of my film, I'm flying around through the ball, sideline to sideline. Just flying around through the ball and hitting people real hard. I feel like that's something I can do really well. I'm a very versatile player, and I'm excited to show you guys what we can do down there in Georgia.
Where do you expect to play? What, you know, weak side, strong side, what sort of position will you play?
Whatever Coach Erickson feels like is the best position for me. I feel like I'm going to make myself prepared for whichever position he sees. I want to know the defense as well as I can and be ready to be prepared whenever my number's called.
Maybe I should have asked, what positions did you play in college? What spots did you play there?
Oh, I played all the linebacker positions, inside, outside, well-versed in multiple positions.
Have you played Sam at all?
Yeah, I played Sam. We played a 4-3 defense, so I play a lot of that stuff. So, I mean, I'm very, very comfortable doing it.
And how much are you looking forward to maybe getting to tackle Jerick McKinnon again?
That's my boy. He texted me about it, too. He said, yo, I'm going to get to see me twice a year. I told him, so I'm excited. So I can't wait to see my boy Jerick, even if we're against each other.
You graduated with a degree in psychology. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Why did you pick that major?
Psychology was a pretty good field choice for me. I took the intro class and I really liked it, and you know, I just kind of made my way through college with psychology. I mean, I got more and more into it in the classes and everything, and you know, hopefully at some point I get my master's in it. So I mean, I actually enjoyed it a lot.
It seemed like, just from doing some research, that you were initially, I know Leander's your first name and you go by Antoine. Why do you go by Antoine?
Yeah.
Instead of Leander?
My dad, my brother, we all had the same first name. So it was kind of just my way to differentiate myself between all of them. My dad goes by Leander, so me and my brother go by a middle name. So it is kind of just what I do.
Wait, so you and your brother are both named Leander Williams?
Yes.
Was that confusing growing up?
No, because we always went by a middle name. So, I mean, this is a younger brother. So, I mean, for the most part, everywhere I went, I just told everybody to call me Antoine. So it wasn't really too confusing.
What's your brother's middle name?
Marquise.
Can you spell that for us?
Marquis.
And is he older or younger?
He's my younger brother.
Okay. Just to go back to your handiness real quick, what else can you do around the house? How handy are you?
Well, done a lot. Fixed the roofs before. Worked in the garden. I've done a lot growing up. I've had a pretty. I mean, I'm a Southern boy, so I've done a little bit of everything. So I got kind of well versed and stuff.
Was the dishwasher, was that a draft present to your parents by any chance?
It wasn't initially, but it might be.